Colin, the fact that you're one of the, you say, older guys on the team now, 11 years or 12 seasons there, is there a weight of responsibility given that there's so many younger lads on the team?
Yeah, possibly. I suppose I try to install any sort of wisdom that I have gained over the number of years at the lads. And me personally wouldn't be the biggest talker in the season rooms, but when I get out on the pitch, I would attempt to err a lot of things at the lads and try and keep them on their toes, because there's no time for taking breaks in this game in the modern day. It's just there's so much energy and so much fitness involved in it. I try to talk to the younger lads as much as I can and try and give them any wee bits of advice that I can pass on. But they're smart lads and they're pushing for everything.
As you mentioned, your own record against Dublin in recent years hasn't been great. What, have you learned any lessons from those games when you're playing Dublin?
Yeah, look, every season's different. So, you know, we haven't played them in the Championship for a number of years. We played them in the league this year and it was close. I'm sure Mickey will go on. He's analysed all the games that we've had with them, and he's trying to, you know, we're obviously trying to set out whatever plan or whatever we can to counteract them. So you learn every day out, every training. You learn something new every time you come. You put on a pair of football boots, I think you learn something. So you look back in the, you know, and how we did against Dublin the years gone by. But you know, it's a new year, new teams, fresh faces, different. Everything's different. I say the variables are massive. So you learn from the past, but you have to live in the present.
As you mentioned there, obviously you're waiting on Mickey's plan and what he can conjure up. Does the outcome hinge a lot on something like that?
Possibly. I say you can only prepare for so much. There's only so much information people can take in, and there's only so many things that you can set out to do in a game. And what normally happens is you set a plan out, and sometimes it doesn't go to plan. Sometimes you can just tear the script up, and you have to go on instinct, and that's just part and parcel of the game. You may think that Dublin's going to bring something, they may do something completely different. So, you can set out all the tactics and all the plans that you want, but I say, who knows on the day. You just have to take it as it comes and adapt as a team, as we see fit on the pitch. Yeah, personally, I'm feeling good, even though I'm 30 years of age. I'm probably feeling as strong and as fit. You know, I suppose that's testament to the guys. You know, they've got the team as a whole in it, and in as good a shape as they have been. Just really enjoying it. It's hard to say. Yeah, we're probably in a good enough place to take on Dublin, but. You know, you can't really, you'll analyse after that, maybe after the game, whether we were or not, but feeling the positive, the mood in the camp's good, everything's very, very positive.
Question, Colin, there's been a sense that this team has been a work in progress over the last couple of years, and that they're probably close to, or maybe even the finished article. What's your thinking on that?
I don't think anybody's a finished article, including Dublin, so we're always learning, this team is, you know, yeah, it's probably been a work in progress the last number of years to try and find their feet, you know, whether it's tactical, personnel wise. We went through probably a transition for a number of years as well there. It's probably a fair point to say when we didn't get the results that we wanted, but no, I wouldn't say we're a finished article. There's always work to be done, there's always improvements to be made, just like any other team. So probably we're in a good place with everything, but you know, there's still work to be done. If we can get over the Dublin game, there'll be a lot more work to need done as well.